2 Samuel chapter 12. And Yahweh sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own food and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was to him as a daughter. And there came a traveller to the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that had come to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that had come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, 'As Yahweh lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity.' And Nathan said to David, 'You are the man. Thus says the Yahweh God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. And I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given to you such and such things. Why have you despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbour, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun.' And David said to Nathan, 'I have sinned against Yahweh.' And Nathan said to David, 'Yahweh also has put away your sin, you shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of Yahweh to blaspheme, the child also that is born to you shall surely die.' And Nathan departed to his house, and Yahweh struck the child that Uriah's wife bore unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore sought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, 'Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he would not listen to our voice. How will he then harm himself if we tell him that the child is dead?' But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said to his servants, 'Is the child dead?' And they said, 'He is dead.' Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of Yahweh and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him and he did eat. Then said his servants to him, 'What thing is this that you have done? You did fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, you did rise and eat bread.' And he said, 'While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether Yahweh will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.' And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in to her, and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon, and Yahweh loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, because of Yahweh. And Joab fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and took the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David and said, 'I have fought against Rabbah and have taken the city of waters. Now, therefore, gather the rest of the people together, and encamp against the city, and take it, lest I take the city, and it be called after my name. And David gathered all the people together, and went to Rabbah, and fought against it, and took it. And he took their king's crown from off his head. The weight thereof was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. And he brought forth the people that were therein, and put them under saws, and under cutting tools of iron, and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the brick kiln, and thus did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon. So David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 13. And it came to pass after this that Absalom the son of David had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was so distressed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said to him, "Why are you, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said to him, "Lay you down on your bed and make yourself sick. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'I pray you, let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king had come to see him, Amnon said to the king, "I pray you, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare him food." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laying down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have out all men from me." And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the chamber, that I may eat of your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not you this folly. And I, where shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray you, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not listen to her voice, but being stronger than her, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Arise, be gone." And she said to him, "There is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you did to me." But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant that ministered to him, and said, "Put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her." And she had a garment of diverse colours upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparelled. Then his servant brought her out, and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and tore her garment of diverse colours that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said to her, "Has Amnon your brother been with you? But hold now your peace, my sister, he is your brother, regard not this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal-Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold, now your servant has sheep shearers. Let the king, I beseech you, and his servants go with your servant." And the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable to you." And he pressed him, however, he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, "If not, I pray you, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom pressed him that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, "Mark, you know when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, smite Amnon, then kill him, fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, "Absalom has slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left." Then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, "Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. And for by the appointment of Absalom this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead." But Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came many people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, "Behold, the king's sons come. As your servant said, so it is." And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that, behold, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very greatly. But Absalom fled, and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled, and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth to Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. 2 Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched there a wise woman, and said to her, "I pray you, pretend yourself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not yourself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king, and speak on this manner to him." So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, "Help, O king." And the king said to her, "What ails you?" And she answered, "I am indeed a widow woman, and my husband is dead. And your handmaid had 2 sons, and they too strove together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against your handmaid, and they said, 'Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth.'" And the king said to the woman, "Go to your house, and I will give charge concerning you." And the woman of Tekoa said to the king, "My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless." And the king said, "Whoever says anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you any more." Then said she, "I pray you, let the king remember Yahweh your God, that you would not allow the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son." And he said, "As Yahweh lives, there shall not one hair of your son fall to the earth." Then the woman said, "Let your handmaid, I pray you, speak one word unto my lord the king." And he said, "Say on." And the woman said, "Why then have you thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king does speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king does not fetch home against his banished. For we must surely die, and are as water splits, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither does God respect any person. Yet does he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now, therefore, that I have come to speak of this thing to my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and your handmaid said, 'I will now speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. For the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God.' Then your handmaid said, 'The word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable, for as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore Yahweh your God will be with you.' Then the king answered and said to the woman, 'Hide not from me, I pray you, the thing that I shall ask you.' And the woman said, 'Let my lord the king now speak.' And the king said, 'Is not the hand of Joab with you in all this?' And the woman answered and said, 'As your soul lives, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. For your servant Joab, he commanded me, and he put all these words in the mouth of your handmaid, to fetch about this form of speech, as your servant Joab done this thing. And my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth.' And the king said to Joab, 'Behold, now I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again.' And Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. And Joab said, 'Today your servant knows that I have found grace in your sight, my lord, O king, in that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant.' So Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, 'Let him return to his own house, and let him not see my face.' So Absalom returned to his own house and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty, from the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head. There was no blemish in him. And when he shaved his head, for it was at every year's end that he shaved it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he shaved it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have him sent to the king, but he would not come to him, and when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said to his servant, 'See, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire.' And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom to his house, and said to him, 'Why have your servant set my field on fire?' And Absalom answered Joab, 'Behold, I sent to you, saying, Come here, that I may send you to the king, to say, Why have I come from Geshur? It would have been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there is any iniquity in me, let him kill me.' So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom." 2 Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, that Absalom called to him and said, "Of what city are you?" And he said, "Your servant is one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said to him, "See, your matters are good and right, but there is no man deputized of the king to hear you." Absalom said moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came near to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on all this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, "I pray you, let me go and pay my vow which I have vowed unto Yahweh in Hebron. For your servant vowed a vow while I stayed at Geshur in Syria, saying, 'If Yahweh shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve Yahweh.'" And the king said to him, "Go in peace." So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom reigns in Hebron.'" And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counsellor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtakes us suddenly, and brings evil upon us, and smites the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king shall appoint." And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women which were concubines to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and waited in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on before him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Why go you also with us? Return to your place and remain with the king, for you are a stranger and also an exile. Whereas you came but yesterday, should I this day make you go up and down with us? Seeing I go where I may, return you and take back your brothers, mercy and truth be with you." And Ittai answered the king and said, "As Yahweh lives and as my lord the king lives, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will your servant be." And David said to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had finished passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, "Carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favour in the eyes of Yahweh, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, 'I have no delight in you,' behold, here am I, let him do to me as seems good to him." The king said also to Zadok the priest, "Are not you a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz your son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will wait in the plain of the wilderness until there comes word from you to inform me." Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they remained there. And David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Yahweh, I pray you, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David had come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat torn and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, If you pass on with me, then you shall be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant till now, so will I now also be your servant, then may you for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And have you not there with you Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be that what things soever you shall hear out of the king's house, you shall tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz Zadok's son, and Jonathan Abiathar's son, and by them you shall send to me everything that you can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, What mean you by these? And Ziba said, The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such are faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, And where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, Behold, he stays at Jerusalem, for he said, Today shall the house of Israel restore to me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, Behold, yours are all that pertain to Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech you that I may find grace in your sight, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all his mighty men were upon his right hand and upon his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, you bloody man, and you man of Belial. Yahweh has returned upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead you have reigned. And Yahweh has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom your son. And behold, you are taken in your mischief, because you are a bloody man. Then said Abishai the son of Zeruiah to the king, Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray you, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because Yahweh has said to him, Curse David. Who shall then say, Why have you done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him curse, for Yahweh has invited him. It may be that Yahweh will look on my affliction, and that Yahweh will return me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along the hillside over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him became weary, and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, had come to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, God save the king! God save the king! And Absalom said to Hushai, Is this your kindness to your friend? why went you not with your friend? And Hushai said to Absalom, no, but whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I remain. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son, as I have served in your father's presence? So will I be in your presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, go into your father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that you are abhorred of your father, then shall the hands of all that are with you be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent on the top of the house, and Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counselled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. 2 Samuel chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people to you. The man whom you seek is as if all returned, so all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he says. And when Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, Ahithophel has spoken after this manner, shall we not do after his saying? If not, speak you. And Hushai said to Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hidden now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass when some of them are overthrown at the first, that whoever hears it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and they which are with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered to you from Dan, even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that you go to battle in your own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and of all the men that are with him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he has gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river until there is not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For Yahweh had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that Yahweh might bring evil upon Absalom. Then said Hushai to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counselled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by Enrogel, for they could not be seen to come into the city, and a wench went out and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, where they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said to them, they have gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, after they had departed, that they came up out of the well and went and told King David, and said to David, Arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counselled against you. Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over the Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over the Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose, and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasar captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasar was a man's son, whose name was Ithrah, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David had come to Mahanaim, that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amiel of Lodabar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogelim, brought beads and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn, and beans and lentils and parched vegetables, and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of cows for David, and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. 2 Samuel chapter 18. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, You shall not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die will they care for us. But now you are worth 10,000 of us, therefore now it is better that you help us out of the city. And the king said to them, What seems you best I will do? And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently, for my sake, with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the woods of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the woods devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it, and told Joab, and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said to the man that told him, And behold, you saw him, and why did you not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. And the man said to Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged you and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have worked falsehood against my own life, for there is no matter hidden from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Then said Joab, I may not wait thus with you. And he took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bore Joab's armour turned about, and smote Absalom, and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom, and cast him into a great pit in the woods, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, every one to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's valley, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance, and he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Then said Ahimaaz the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that Yahweh has avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said to him, you shall not bear tidings this day, but you shall bear tidings another day. But this day you shall bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushi, go tell the king what you have seen. And Cushi bowed himself to Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but whatever, let me, I pray you, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, why will you run, my son, seeing that you have no tidings ready? But whatever, said he, let me run. And he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushi. And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate to the wall, and lifted up his eyes, and looked, and beheld a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he is alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came walking and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also brings tidings. And the watchman said, I think the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and comes with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said to the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be Yahweh your God, which has delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me to your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. And the king said to him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushi came, and Cushi said, tidings, my lord the king, for Yahweh has avenged you this day of all them that rose up against you. And the king said to Cushi, is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushi answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against you to do you hurt, be as that young man is. And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son, my son Absalom, would God I had died for you, O Absalom, my son, my son. 2 Samuel chapter 19. And it was told to Joab, behold, the king weeps and mourns for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning to all the people, for the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son. And Joab came into the house to the king and said, you have shamed this day the faces of all your servants, which this day have saved your life, and the lives of your sons and of your daughters, and the lives of your wives and the lives of your concubines, in that you love your enemies and hate your friends. For you have declared this day that you regard neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died on this day, then it had pleased you well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably to your servants, for I swear by Yahweh, if you go not forth, there will not tarry one with you this night, and that will be worse to you than all the evil that befell you from your youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate. And they told to all the people, saying, behold, the king does sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak you not a word of bringing the king back? And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar, the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house? You are my brethren, you are my bones and my flesh. Why then are you the last to bring back the king? And say you to Amasar, are you not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if you are not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab." And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one woman, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word to the king, "Return you and all your servants." So the king returned and came to the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over the Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over the Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he had come over the Jordan, and said to the king, "Let not my lord impute iniquity to me, neither do you remember that which your servant did perversely, the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For your servant does know that I have sinned, therefore, behold, I have come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king." But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed Yahweh's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries to me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel?" Therefore the king said to Shimei, "You shall not die." And the king swore to him, and Mehibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said to him, "Why went you not with me, Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle me a donkey that I may ride thereon, and go to the king, because your servant is lame. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is as an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in your eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet did you set your servant among them that did eat at your own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry any more to the king?" And the king said to him, "Why speak you any more of your matters? I have said, you and Ziba defied the land." And Mehibosheth said to the king, "Yes, let him take all, forasmuch as my lord the king has come again in peace to his own house." And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim, and went over the Jordan with the king to conduct him over the Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, "Come you over with me, and I will feed you with me in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said to the king, "How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be yet a burden to my lord the king? Your servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it to me with such a reward? Let your servant, I pray you, turn back again, that I may die in my own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, your servant Chimham, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good to you." And the king answered, Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good to you, and whatever you shall require of me, that will I do for you. And all the people went over the Jordan, and when the king had come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Chimham went on with him. And all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen you away, and have brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over the Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is near of kin to us, why then are you angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or has he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why then did you despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.